J-Paul, Power 96 Sports. Yesterday at Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center, the Minnesota Vikings practiced for 90 minutes. First time in pads this season. Offensive coordinator Gary Kubiak said, "I always look forward to the padded practices. That's when the game gets real. You're running around and the speed of the game is what we always try to practice. All of a sudden, when the pads come on, the game gets different. That's just the way it is." Defensive end Daniil Hunter did not practice yesterday. Neither did linebacker Ben Gideon. He's currently on the active, physically unable to perform list. Harry the Hitman Harrison Smith, the Viking star safety, intercepted Kirk Cousins on two different drills yesterday. There's been plenty of focus on rookie wide receiver Justin Jefferson so far in camp, and for good reason. But through the first three practices open to the media, B.C. Johnson has been lined up as the number two wide receiver opposite Adam Thielen quite often. Johnson continued his strong start to camp yesterday with three plays that stood out. The Vikings continued to rotate multiple cornerbacks in numerous roles yesterday, but it was a rookie who made the play of the day at the end of the session. Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer had his first team units go against each other with Cameron Dantzler. Hold me closer, Tiny Dantzler. He got the chance at cornerback with a top unit. The lengthy Dantzler hung with Thielen on a deep ball before batting it away at a high point to defend a big play for the offense. With the Minnesota Wild's time in the bubble now over and the club's offseason underway, one of its biggest questions they will have to answer will be, does the only full-time captain in Wild history want to continue in the NHL? Or is the 37-year-old Mikko Koivu ready to call it a career after 15 seasons and 1,028 games, all with the team that selected him sixth overall in the 2001 NHL Draft? While this offseason is expected to be at least a month shorter than a normal offseason, the business of making changes likely won't come until the end of September or early October, which means Mikko has several weeks to huddle with his family, chat with Wild GM Bill Guerin, and make an informed decision that he can live with. Koivu made clear during the season that he didn't have much interest in continuing his playing career in a different uniform. In the 102-year history of the NHL, Koivu became just the 55th player to play his first 1,000 games with the same team. But this past season offered challenges for Mikko, and he was relegated to the fourth line, although he was still often counted on to win key draws or defend leads late in games. And the four goals he scored was the fewest he's had in a single season, and his 21 points is the fewest since his rookie season. Nelson Cruz hit two more moonshots in a 4-1 Minnesota Twins win over Kansas City at Target Field last night. They took three out of four games in the series. Wait a minute, 4-1 was the score? Where was the missing run? I mean, in the other three games of the series, the final score was 4-2. In fact, five of the Twins' last seven games have ended with a 4-2 score. Cruz hit his seventh homer of the year, a solo blast in the fourth inning, and his eighth, another solo shot, in the seventh. The Twins went with a closer committee of six pitchers against KC. Nobody threw more than 2 2/3 innings, but they combined to strike out nine, walk two, and gave up just the one run on seven hits. Thank God we're done with the Royals this season. Ah, damn. After three versus Milwaukee at Target Field starting tonight, they go back to Kansas City. But that will be the final three against the Royals. Twins DH and MVP candidate Nelson Cruz is now third in the American League in batting average at .354, tied for second with eight home runs, one behind the leaders. He's first in RBIs with 23, one ahead of anybody else. He's also third in hits, one off the league lead. Pitcher Randy Dobnak is tied with Shane Bieber and Garrett Cole for the most wins in the American League with four, and he's third in ERA in the American League with a 1.42. Three NASCAR races to go before the 10-race chase for the Cup. And it starts with two races this weekend in Dover, Delaware. 3 o'clock Saturday and 3 o'clock Sunday. And the top 16 move on to that final 10-race chase. Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin running away with things. Brad Keselowski's third. Chase Elliott fourth. Joey Logano is fifth. Then the next five, Ryan Blaney, Martin Truex Jr., Alex Bowman, Austin Dillon, and Cole Custer. In 11th is Eric Almirola. Kurt Busch is 12th. Kyle Busch is 13th. Clint Bowyer comes in at 14th. And 15th is Matt DiBenedetto with William Byron 16th, and then the cutoff. But there's three after that that still have a chance to get in. Jimmy Johnson, Eric Jones, and Tyler Reddick. Sports, news, community events, our streaming audio, Information about the shopping show and more available on our website, kqprfm.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. J. Paul, Power 96 Sports.